Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. For the second time this month, another North Iowan has won a $100,000 Iowa Lottery prize. In a social media post, the Iowa Lottery says Aaliyah Carter Greenan of Mason City and her family were taking turns scratching lottery tickets at a birthday bash for her grandmother when the room erupted with yelling, hugging, and happy chaos. That's because Greenan had uncovered a $100,000 winner with her $100,000 Mega Crossword scratch ticket that she purchased at Hy-Vee on South Illinois Avenue in Mason City. Greenan told the Iowa Lottery, "At the moment, I just want to pay off my student loans and celebrate with my family, whether that's a vacation or just being together." Greenan's big win comes about 2 weeks after John McCleary of Charles City won $100,000 with the Iowa Lottery's Cash Frenzy scratch ticket he purchased at Liquor, Beer, and Tobacco Outlet in Charles City. Earlier this month, Katie Kern of Green won $10,000 in the lottery's Gift That Keeps on Giving promotion. A Charles City man is facing an assault charge following his weekend arrest. Charles City Police, with the assistance of the Floyd County Sheriff's Office, responded to a domestic situation between two individuals in the 300 block of 16th Avenue just after 4:30 Saturday afternoon. Their investigation led to the arrest of 35-year-old Christopher McFarland for domestic abuse assault. According to the criminal complaint, McFarland was intoxicated when he got into an argument with a female victim and grabbed her by her arms and shoved her against a wall. When she fell, a small end table was broken. CCPD says a preliminary breath test measured McFarland's blood alcohol content level at 0.225%, almost three times the legal limit of 0.08% BAC. A Northeast Iowa man is facing a felony charge after he allegedly assaulted a male juvenile. Olwine police say 43-year-old Gary Cabot of Maynard was arrested shortly before 4:30 Monday afternoon in the 700 block of Rock Island Road following reports of a male subject assaulting a minor. He has been charged with child endangerment causing bodily injury, a Class D felony. According to the criminal complaints, officers were dispatched to Dairy Queen in Olwine, where the juvenile stated Cabot had punched him in the nose during an argument. An employee said they saw and heard the argument, including seeing Cabot, quote, wailing on his teen in the vehicle while in the drive-through. Cabot was released from the Fayette County Jail in West Union after posting a $5,000 surety bond Wednesday morning. A North Iowa child is back with his mother after he was found at his grandparents' home in Wisconsin. 5-year-old Douglas Jonathan Zane Roth was reported missing from Kossuth County in November. The Kossuth County Sheriff's Office believed the boy had been taken to Wisconsin by his father, 33-year-old Douglas Roth, as part of a custody dispute. Roth, formerly of Titonka, and his parents, 59-year-old Emil Roth and 59-year-old Audrey Roth, were all arrested on Monday by officials in Rusk County, Wisconsin, after a search warrant was executed at the grandparents' residence. Douglas Roth will be extradited back to Iowa to face charges of third-degree kidnapping and violation of a custodial order. His parents have been charged in Wisconsin with interfering with a parental custody issue and being party to a crime for allegedly helping to conceal the location of their son and the child. The boy has been returned to his mother, who had received physical custody of the child following a court order in June of last year. Democrat State Senator Bill Dotzler of Waterloo announced Wednesday he will retire from the Iowa legislature at the end of his term after 30 years of dedicated service. Dotzler, a retired machine operator and labor representative at Deere & Company, was first elected to the Iowa House of Representatives in 1996. He transitioned to the Iowa Senate following the 2002 elections. He has already endorsed current House District 61 Representative Timmy Brown Powers to run for his seat in November. Mother Nature and Old Man Winter don't want to have winter fun this weekend. Chickasaw County Conservation Naturalist Matt Crane has announced, as we are looking at sub-zero temperatures on Saturday, we have decided to reschedule the Winter Fun Day to February 28th. In a Facebook post, Crane added, "Hopefully we'll have more pleasant temps and some snow." Find more info on Winter Fun Day and the latest updates at Chickasaw County Conservation and Twin Ponds Nature Center on Facebook. A reminder, the entire listing area under an extreme cold warning tonight until noon tomorrow. Then that switches to an extreme cold advisory or watch in effect from Friday afternoon through Saturday morning. For the extreme cold warning, wind chills of 40 to 50 degrees below zero expected. For the extreme cold advisory and watch, wind chills as low as 35 degrees below zero. I'm Mark Pitts reporting at your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.